don't mind, we'll divide it up over a few days. Even though, just dealing with Erev, we've got to live with Tzoya, it's going to be a combination in a few days. Maybe just in terms of the Hakdama to the Sugya of Erev, Mishavur points out in that, in 7-9, hey, all the different things we're talking about, when it touches, it doesn't touch, when it's covered, it's not covered, the size amount which is visible, tefach, not tefach. He says that's talking about the Isser of Kriya Shema. This is without any kimono, this the kule, without any attention to look at the woman, the fact that it's visible has a din of erva, and like then mokum erva goes into the Isser. The same way, Chazal darshan by Tzoya, that there's a din of Hoyamach and Echa Kodesh, that the Malkum has to be Kodesh. You can't say Devashim Kedusha unless the Malkum is clean. So the Gabi Erba also, they're going to give a din of that the Malkum has to be proper. The post says, V'lo Yerba Chai Erba's Dover Pashas Tzalocha of the Erba being visible, Bashas the Dibur. But because I'll touch it up, it's a din of being, if it's visible, it means it's Mola Einov, and it's also, if it's Tech Malaramis, there's a din of Malkum. But the Etzimist of Istaklus, he says, the Bor says, if a person looks at Etzimistan of an Isha, if he does it, L'shem, to be Nehenna, he's already, he can remember L'shisrach or L'vavka. There's interesting Nusach of the Chazanish in the Arachayim Simet HaZayin. The Chazanish writes that theoretically, Chazal could have asked her, he says, even says, you know, Chazal didn't ask her, a woman, her face is visible, right? It's supposed to, you know, the Arabs, right? He says, a woman's face is beautiful. It's if a woman, it can be in her face. So why didn't Chazal ask her? He says, obviously, that Chazal, you know, that they made a balance of the what's realistic to expect and what's fair to expect, and to the issue over here. But he says that he agrees, he says the following. And here's the point I want to get at. From the conversation which he's saying, what's the issue of the issue? The issue of the issue is erva. Nobody's going to come along and say that Panash or Isha is erva. Right? Erva's numbers, it's an erva, so what's the problem? So there's a Rashba and the Nafka Dalar in the Sugar over there, the Tevach B'Isha erva. He says, what Chazal answered over here was due to the fact that these are things are garme hirur. The side of the Isser is because they're garme hirur. What they answered was something which gets a shame erva. But the side of the Isser is garme hirur. There's a fascinating, there's a true for Moshe, which is a chiddush because the Beis Yosef brings a kolboy. Not like that, called by the Rishon, the Kolboy. But Rav Moshe says in a true, it's pasha by him that a person who is being mehar be'isha, he's also to say Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. So a person has a hear isha, without any, there's no woman in front of him, just he has a hear be'isha. Middle of the davening, he has to stop davening until he's masalik there. He cannot say words of Kedusha while he's mehar be'isha. The Beis Yosef brings Mefarish a Kolboy, not like that. There is a din brought down in Hilchos Tefillin. That it's also to wear tefillin when a person is mahar b'isha, even though there's no isha in front of him. There's an issa in mahar b'isha. It's part of the din of naki, and the key is a tefillin. There's an issa here wearing tefillin. So the kolba was asked. The kolba, the rishon was asked. So what do you do by the norm young men, which they're very virile, and they, you know, it's hard for them not to mahar. So they shouldn't wear tefillin when they say shema. Well, according to Rosh, they can't say shema either. Like, so like, how do you solve the problem? Like, what was the point? You see, the kolba, according to the kolba, holds that there's no issa to say Dabrusha Kedusha while a person is Mahar. But Rav Moshe assumes in the Tshuva, Rav Moshe in Arachayim Chelek Dalet, Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva Beferish that if a person would be Mahar, so there's an Isser, the Etzim, the Isser is Shaya to the world of here. But Chazal came along and said, what are we going to do? We're going to ask her. So he says, Shaya, a person would be Mistakel by Pnei Isha in order to be Mahar, he'd be also Zeshma also. But Minastam, since it's normally Megullah, Chazal didn't ask her. So anything which gets a shame air, because I'll ask it, but the assert of the Isser is because of the potential here which it could cause. Not so when I discuss the halachas of the conversation over here, we're going to discuss the halachas of the definition of here being whether it's an issue or not, it sometimes is the funny element, even though we're talking about the Isser of Erva. in general, those are two separate Isurim. There's an Isur of Krevel Arai, as we spoke about, you know, 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago we spoke about? Last year, 2 years ago? At Shabbaton? 2 years ago, right? This is a Krevel Arai. Krevel Arai is a separate Sugya. That's it, it's Krevel Arai. Right? Whatever the definition that is. It's a separate Isur of Hearer. Hearer has two Isurim. There's two Isurim for Hearer. Is Mishratim called the Raw. The Rav Moshe points out in Shulman that Chazal said a person that is Mahari might come to Late Day Tumah, it's Osir. It says the person should be in Nishmartim called a Varah. And the second is L'Sarach R'Levavcha Macharei Nechem. If a person's Mahari to doing the things which are improper, so that's L'Sarach R'Levavcha Macharei Nechem. Two separate Yisurim. But there is an interesting Lashon. In Simon I, where is it? Simon. We didn't do that. Right? In Simon I in Gimel, it talks about the case of the person's Yoshin. They slept without clothing, so but they have covering on top of them. So there's a kisui erva. But there's two, more than one person sleeping together. So there's a husband and a wife are sleeping together. So he can turn away, even though there's no avsakas talus. Shem lishu kagufay, mishem ragobob alakei hehura. There's no hearer. That's from a levush. The Makor, this is from the Kesef Mishnah. Levush, the says the Lashon also. So he's there's an isser, even though the car mitzad didn't kisei erva, there's kisei erva. Because I'll ask, if you're in a situation which potentially would cause hearer, that also asks. The Shulchan Aruch Rav on this piece, he brings it down. He says that goes under the umbrella of the Isser of Erva also. So because it's something which is in the Garam here, it can causes the Isser of Erva. Just want to give a Hagdorah, but when we talk about these things, that's what we're talking about. So we get to Kobe Isha Erva. Chazal came along and said it's also because potentially it's something which can cause a hearer. So for Chazal said it, you have to get to the Erva. It's hard to it's an Isser of Riyah. It's hard to see sound. But Chazal able to gave it a shame Erva because of this issue that it's a potential agarm hearer. So Chazal gave it a din of Erva. Lehepech, even a situation where there's no potential hearer for this person specifically, because whatever reason, once Chazal gave it a shame Erva, it's Osir. So the person said, well, it's not going to affect me. That's the Gabi, the Dinim of Kriyashma, etc. So Gabi Isser is Stakas, maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's not Mutter. But Gabi, the Isser of Erva, once Chazal gave it a shame Erva, so there's an Isser, there is always going to be that Isser to be Kara Kriyashma, Kenegdo, etc. Mishabura, one more point over here. If the Arlam saw there was a Hakdama, Bir Locha, right before Siman Ein Dalet, he puts a Hakdama from the Prima Gadim for Siman Ein Dalet, Siman Ein Hey. And he basically quotes the whole Prima Gadim. Or I can't take the Prima Gadim because Sas Beer. It's the basic point of the Prima Gadim with a little bit of explanation. He basically quotes, so he points out that there are five areas which we have to talk about when we discuss the issue of Erva. One is that he himself is able to see his Erva. That's the first situation. Even if it's Mechusa, but there's Liba Roya Erva, so there's no hefsek between the Lave and the Erva, that's also a problem. There's a case where the Erva is visible, so even if it's not Liba Roya Erva, and it's not Eino Roya Erva, so he says a case where, say, a person has his head and his chest outside of the window, but he's uncovered below, so there's no, he can't see anything, and his slave can't see anything because his body pressing against the windowsill is like a hefsik. But the mice is Erev is Mugulus, he can't say, it's not proper to say the return in such a situation. Then when somebody Erev's Chaver is visible, and then Liberoy is Erev's Chaver, which is that's the synonym over here, so those are the five things. He says, "Ein of roya ervosoi, or roya ervos chaveru." That's osim in a Torah. So the drasha will yirabecha ervos dover. That's an issa deraisa. So just to touch up what that lav is. Mishabura and I and Hay explains the drasha. When the Kodesh Baruch is going with us, which means when the Isaac and Kriyashma or Tefillah or Divrei Torah, so the person can't have a Dover Eri connected upon him. So Mishnah Berurah says this is a Drasha Gemara. It's a law of the Raisa. The Prima Gadamun says it's a law of the Raisa. The person's over a law. It discusses whether you get Malkus, the law of Shema Maisis, you don't get Malkus. Mamash Ever Lav. So it's then it's relevant to Gabi Bidi Evan for Yotze, because if a person does something which is an issue derisa to do, you have a swear of that you can't have a veir being mitzvah. It's a, you can't that and you have an issue of Kumas Omer Chmono Lasavi Yavid Lamahani is one issue, and the second issue you have is that you can't do a ma'isa mitzvah which is a ma'isa veir at the same time. What's usher? It's usher deeper. Lo yerbucha erva is dover. So chazal darshan dafka deeper. Here is mutter. Here is mutter connected erva. Soya is different. Shemek ka'ina, he says, it's also usher be erva. It's considered deeper. What status does this have? In other words, so he's talking right now, the discussion of ein abroy erva soya or erva chaveiro. So then he says, there's an Isser Shemer Koina. Here is Mutter. What about Libra Roya Se'erva? A person that has he's wearing a long robe with no underclothes, and somebody's talking about the Ratera. Shemer Koina. Libra Roya Se'erva. But the Mishabura said, Ria Se'erva is Osir and Shemer Koina. Right? He doesn't seem to talk about that. So that's the Machloikas Akronim. I'll just finish up with this, just because it's a Kedai that you should know about this. Because you learn brachas, the sugya brachas. Parts of the din of Shemei Kodesh is din deraisa. Shemei Kodesh is din deraisa. You had it over there. It's a gemara in sukkah and daf lamaches. The more is hiding Shemei Kodesh. The more means a pasuk in Navi. But Tosis before the din of the sugya of here kedibur or not. Tosis says if you hold here is lav kedibur. So b'shatz matan Torah. Why was it? Balkari is usher. You tell me, Balkari is usher b'divrei Torah. Behir lakadibur, Balkari is mutter behirer. So, Shas Matan Torah, why was there an Isha Prisha from Isha? So, that's Shemei Koina. Means that was, he's being Mazar B'Shat Naposik, at the Raisa level. In terms of Shemei Koina, it's a din deraisa, there's a din like Dibur. So, there's a Shari Tshuva, Simon Memzayan, but like Birchas HaTorah, that the Mechaber Sheet is that you're allowed to be Mechaber Divrei Torah before Birchas Torah. You can't say Divrei Torah before Birchas Torah. What about Shemei Koina? So he says Shemei Koina is also. And he's assigned to the Tosis and Brachas. Tosis and Brachas, he brings, I forget who brings him, brings him from Master Brahma, he brings him, a church brings him from somebody. He says, that's Tosis and Brachas. Tosis and Brachas says, Kleisel is by Har Sinai. They're not saying anything. There's Shemei Koina. They're just hearing the Russian's words. And mainly they had the isser of Balkari. So what then? There's a chiyuv of Birchas Torah. Shemei Koina has a din like Dibur. Din like Dibur Mamash. So even in places you need Dibur Gomer, you yotze with Shemei Koina. So Mimistaber, so Shlomo Zalman said it's even Dibur Roya Se'erva will be a problem of Shemei Koina. Now, just to fear the Roya, I once asked my Rebbe this: what about listening to a tape? Is a din of Shemei Koina on a tape? He held that there's no din Shemei Koina on the tape. So that's gotta be, he told me gotta be Birchas HaTorah. The person would be going somewhere, he got into a car, he didn't have Birchas HaTorah yet, and they're playing a tape of the return. He's allowed to listen. Here is Mutter, Koina Mechaber, here is Mutter before Birchas HaTorah. Shemei Koina, there's no din Shemei Koina on the tape. Right, so there's no problem with that. It's relevant there. I think I mentioned this to you, they discussed this once, right? We discussed this once. I seem to call it. It tells during the Svira, the way they used to wake up in the morning, they used to play a tape. They used to play a shmooze, you know, a gifter, a shal shadron, you know, etc. You know, so you'd always have the guys, you know, the guys that look at the geshmak. Instead of going to davening, they listen to a shal shadron, play the tape about going to davening. You know, like, you know, they didn't say Birchas HaTorah yet, So I asked my Rebbe once, he said, there's no Shemeka on the tape. So it's not a problem. The other problem is why not going to davening. Listen to Rishon, we're talking about davening. But that's a different issue, right? So Pashas, even Liberos are here, but to listen to somebody live telling you the return, but to listen to Liberos are here, a tape would not be usher. Because that's the problem. So now we'll talk about more details.